USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for a vote Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure deal and the Democratic-led social spending package. Many representatives want to see the social spending bill's price tag, and House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's a Congressional Budget Office's job to provide that number.
The rules of the House is the Congressional Budget Office has to tell you how much it costs. This is going to be the largest bill in the history of America. Largest taxing, largest funding.
Texas is suing the federal government over the new coronavirus vaccine mandate. Republican AG Ken Paxton announcing the lawsuit on Friday, calling the regulations an abuse of federal power. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and several businesses are involved in the suit as well. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Family members, friends, and dignitaries are honoring top military leader and diplomat Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright speaking at a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
Beneath that glossy exterior of warrior statesman was one of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
COVID claiming the life of the 84-year-old Powell last month. A new study suggests the Delta variant significantly diminished the effectiveness of the three COVID vaccines. Researchers looking at 800,000 vaccinated U.S. service members and found that their strain reduced the Moderna vaccine from 89 to 58% effective. The efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine went from 87 to 45%. The single-dose J&J vaccine took the hardest hit, with the vaccine's original 86% effectiveness dropping to only 13%. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans are continuing to react to a story regarding President Biden paying illegal immigrants. From the West Coast USA Radio newsroom, Wes Pry has the details.
As President Biden called paying illegal immigrant families hundreds of thousands of dollars by being separated at the border in 2018 a garbage story, his White House spokesperson says Biden is okay with payments. Republican Texas Congressman Jody Arrington on Newsmax says the mixed messaging is confusing at best.
Well, it's getting harder for his staff to clean up his messes. He's disconnected from the administration that is rogue, but certainly operating under the guidance of opening the border, not holding people accountable. So, you know, it would only make sense when not only are you not enforcing the laws, not only have you removed all the effective provisions for securing the border and stopping illegal immigration, but you're also working in this massive tax and spend bill to provide 8 million people who crossed into our country illegally amnesty and a pathway to citizenship.
It seems issues with the rapid COVID test led to a number of false positives this week at the New York Giants team facility. Lab testing was used after 13 players and personnel originally tested positive. Only running backs coach Burton Burns retested as a positive case. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.